Really Happen radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Wednesday, May 15th, 2013, hump day, middle of the week, starting that long, slow glide down to Pow Ha on a Friday. We have got a lot of stuff. It's a very busy news day. A lot of stories are breaking right now. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in our control room twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Just looking at the corporate media, Jake Carney is back up there, you know, standing in front of the press with his hair on fire, promising them that he cannot smell any smoke. And the story is just changing back and forth, you know, from day to day. It's a completely different story. And if you are a loyal American, you will believe what we're telling you today and forget about what we told you yesterday, or otherwise the terrorists will win, and so forth and so on. Today is the 65th anniversary of the Nakba, which is a word that means basically the calamity, and it's a commemoration of when the creation of Israel inside Palestine resulted in the Palestinians being driven out of their homes and into exile. And it's kind of weird because Israel does everything they can to keep alive the memory of the legend of World War II, and yet they've tried everything they can to erase the memory of the Nakba. They've even actually passed laws prohibiting commemoration or mentioning it. They're just trying to erase it completely from history. Obviously, it's not working. Now, we're looking at all these gates that are piling up all over the White House, and I imagine there's a huge amount of panic going on, and fingers are pointing back and forth, and the mud is beginning to fly, and it's they've obviously lost control of the situation. Let's start, of course, with the Internal Revenue Service, and the plot is thickening over the enemy's list. ABC News has obtained a draft of a soon-to-be-released report showing that the IRS was targeting conservative groups, Patriot, Occupy movement, Tea Party, as far back as March of 2010, and the senior IRS officials in Washington have known about it for almost 2 years. Now, the official line out of both the IRS and the White House is the IRS did this all on their own. Obama had no idea it was being done, and if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's weapons of mass destruction to sell you. And that's the new official line saying, oh, it was these rogue appointed officials, and they just did it all on their own. And, of course, I don't think anybody's going to buy that one. I mean, Richard Nixon was saying exactly the same thing about the Watergate break-in. You know, oh, I had no idea what creep was doing, and so forth and so on. There is a new wrinkle to the scandal, however. There is an investigative journalism group called ProPublica that has gone public. It's a liberal group. And it's gone public saying the Internal Revenue Service gave confidential documents of these conservative groups to this liberal journalism group in order to hand them ammunition to use to go out and attack these conservative groups publicly. And ProPublica is saying it's obvious the documents the IRS was handing them were not supposed to be made public. And the IRS just handed it to them. So tell me again how we're supposed to trust the IRS with our medical records. So this thing is not going away here at all. Let's see. Now, moving right along. It turns out that individuals were targeted by the IRS. Not just groups, not just the Occupy movement, not just the Tea Party. Apparently in St. Louis, Larry Connors, who's a veteran local news anchor at KMOV, Channel 4, is saying the IRS started targeting him after an interview he conducted with Obama in April. Because apparently the interview was not softball enough, and now he is saying, he's out there in public saying the IRS is targeting him as well. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with this mess.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20 plus years. Go to campingsurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at campingsurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. Campingsurvival.com. Campingsurvival.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about the Internal Revenue Service basically taking confidential documents from these conservative, patriot, Tea Party groups and just handing them over to a liberal news organization who, to their credit, went public on this, saying the IRS is handing us records that are not supposed to be made public, and this should raise very serious questions regarding Obamacare. Can the IRS be trusted with your private medical records? The answer is obviously no. And last March, over at healthcarenews.com, they had a story on how the IRS is facing a class action lawsuit over the theft of 60 million medical records, including the medical records of all California state judges. How does this even relate to the idea of raising revenue to give to the Federal Reserve? And the answer is, it doesn't. The IRS is just engaged in this massive data collection operation. And that's really what they're doing here. Now, everybody is pointing fingers at Barack Obama and the IRS, but the fact of the matter is, and this is over at U.S. News and World Report, 2 years ago, Senate Democrats were openly advocating having the IRS give intensive scrutiny to any conservative, patriot, Occupy groups. And it's there. It's a systemic problem. it is a systemic problem out there. And, of course, Orrin Hatch was trying to deny it, but we know what was going on there. And so, you know, everybody's kind of guilty, and now they're pointing fingers at it because, remember, having the IRS give additional scrutiny or reduced scrutiny to any subgroup is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution, whether that is more intense scrutiny for conservative Tea Party Patriot groups or backing off audits and investigation of the too-big-to-fail corporations, which we know has also occurred. And it's all driven by politics. The IRS is completely politicized. It's not being used as a tool for supporting the economy. It is a tool of political repression. It's a weapon in the hands of an out-of-control, paranoid president. And there is definitely a bias in the way it's been handling their applications for nonprofits. The IRS was speedily approving tax-exempt status for liberal groups while holding the Tea Party and other conservative patriot groups in limbo. A review of their records shows that the average wait time for a liberal group to get their tax-exempt status was about 90 days. The Tea Party went for 27 months waiting for a tax-exempt approval and did not get it. This is reported in USA Today. Even more damaging, Lois Lerner, the senior IRS official at the center of this firestorm about targeting Tea Party groups for burdensome tax scrutiny, signed a tax-exempt status for a foundation run by Obama's half-brother that had been apparently prior to that operating illegally for years, and they got their tax-exempt status in 1 month, 30 days. So this whole thing is just, it's completely out in the open. The IRS is not about raising money to support the government. It is a tool of political oppression, and it's all driven by politics. If you are a buddy of the administration and support their agendas, you're cut all the slack you need to run your business and make money and become a money junkie. And if you stand opposed to the policies of the government, you will be hammered over and over and over again and kept as poor as possible so you cannot stand up and oppose what the government is doing. That's basically the agenda right there. Now, the people trying to defend the IRS are reaching to some rather extreme lengths. I heard this quote on Fox News today where a Democrat, and I didn't get the name of the Democrat, but this was actually on Fox News, said it was appropriate for the IRS to target conservative groups because conservative groups have become the Taliban of American politics. That's how desperate they are to keep this thing under control. And, of course, a lot of people are saying, why was the Tea Party and the Occupy movement and all these little political dissidents and this TV anchor in St. Louis singled out for abusive tax processing, harassment, for lack of a better word, when they have just shoestring budgets? It's not like there's a huge amount of money involved and they're going to be defrauding anybody of any significant amount of money. But since the Citizens United decision came down, you have all of these foundations that were set up with anonymous donors that are funneling billions and billions of dollars into the corporate media to influence the political system. Nobody's examining their tax-exempt status. And maybe that would have been a better use of the IRS time. And it gets even worse than that. Apparently, there was down in Tennessee, there was this lawyer was trying to get a tax-exempt status for a mentoring group that trained high school and college students about conservative political philosophy. The IRS wrote back asking for a list of every single student the group had trained or planned to train. The IRS has no business asking for that information. It is completely irrelevant to the issue of whether you are a tax-exempt organization or not. They're just gathering data. Now, Dick Morris is out there, and he's absolutely right. Using the IRS against your enemies is an impeachable offense. It was one of the articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. And apparently, Dick Morris has also come out saying that the IRS was auditing all of Mitt Romney's donors during the presidential campaign. That is also harassment. Now, Attorney General Eric Holder is out there screaming there has to be a criminal investigation into the IRS targeting of the Tea Party and conservative groups. Holder doesn't care about the IRS or the Tea Party. He is trying to basically use the IRS scandal to distract the media and the world from his own problem, which is the looting of the phone records of the Associated Press. And it must be, call it dueling scandals. That's really what, I need to get my banjo out here and do dueling scandals as they flip back and forth here. And like I said yesterday, it's got to be a major shock for the corporate media to all of a sudden find themselves on the same side as the independent media regarding the abuses of government. This may be a wonderful opportunity for the corporate media and the independent media to kiss and make up. Because we're both on the same side of this issue. And we are united in the common cause of press freedom and the First Amendment. So it's time for a little handshake on that one here. Eric Holder went even further and talking about the Department of Justice seizing these press records. Eric Holder has come out and said he isn't actually sure how often reporters' records are being seized. Just, yeah, it's happening. We don't exactly know where it's going. Well, we know what he's saying. It happened to other news organizations other than Associated Press. If it was a real national security investigation, they would have been targeting individual reporters that they thought were doing something that violated the law, which is really what it comes down to. But they cast a wide net all over Associated Press. And they probably were casting an equally wide net over all of the other corporate media. I still think the only reason the Department of Justice informed Associated Press that their phone records had been looked at was in the hope that it would chill the corporate media, scare them into silence, just stay in their little cubicle in the office and just take the government handouts and report that as news. And if that was what they were thinking was going to happen, boy, has that backflashed on them. The corporate media is incensed, and they have every right to be. So it looks like this scandal probably reached farther than Associated Press. Remember when that whole phone tapping scandal broke out in Great Britain? Rupert Murdoch was tapping celebrities' phones and tapping into their communications, and it kept growing and growing and growing. I think that's what's happening right now. The announcement of the Department of Justice that they had gone in and looked at the Associated Press's phone records was a message to the corporate media. Don't embarrass the administration or we are coming after you. And the reaction to that has been absolute fury because the vast majority of the corporate media, and this is why we criticize them, usually toe the line, put out the government pronouncements as actual news, support corporate financial agendas in their reporting. Remember the Fox synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit. And after decades of loyalty and going along with the system, to be treated like this by the White House, what a slap in the face that is. After just constantly supporting, oh yes, Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, and yes, the economy's just about to turn around, and oh, Syria's Assad is bad, and we've got to invade, and then all of a sudden, these corporate media people are realizing they're being treated like potential terror suspects. Right alongside us in the independent media. What an insult that is. It's rather amazing that nobody in the White House realized they were going to get this kind of a gut emotional reaction from the corporate media. Like I said, I think the real agenda from the White House, as Benghazi and the IRS scandal started to explode, they figured, we'll just scare the corporate media into staying silent, and this will only be covered by those wacko tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy wacko kooks, anti-Semites out there on the independent media, and nobody will pay attention to them. Well, wrong. That was a really bad judgment call. Meanwhile, Eric Holder is trying to dump the blame on this on his deputy. He said, I had no idea. It was my number two. We're going to throw him under the bus. We'll be right back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. McDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before I go into further, a couple of program notes. First of all, for those of you with nothing to do all afternoon, I'm going to be taking over the microphone for John Stadmiller after my own show, continuing many of these same topics. Next Monday, Cindy Sheehan is going to be joining us here on the air, and the following Monday we're going to have Richard Mack back on talking about his convention for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers of America. Now, we're talking about this situation where Eric Holder is now trying to duck the blame for this sweep of the corporate media phone records by saying it was his deputy's idea. Going to throw him under the bus. Not much loyalty in the upper levels of Washington, D.C. And the good news is, of course, the rats are starting to eat each other. Okay? But beyond that is the question of targeting the press to protect government secrets. That's their entire case. Oh, we had a terrorism investigation. We had to protect the government from leaks. Or protect the government from these leakers going to the media here. But you need to understand a basic principle of the United States of America. And remember, nations are not founded on laws. They're founded on principles. And the laws must be subordinate to those principles, or you get tyranny and dictatorship and abuse, which is where we are right now. The reason the Founding Fathers provided for freedom of the press in that First Amendment was to allow the press to serve as a check on government abuse, to give them the freedom to report to the people when the government acted wrongly. It was one of the many ways of keeping that central government subservient to the people. The corporate media often proclaims its traditional role as watchdog on the government, although more recently that's a role taken on by the independent media. So the Department of Justice targeting the corporate media to block leaks is a direct violation of the First Amendment. The press was given that freedom and the responsibility to be able to report on government wrongdoing without fear of retribution or punishment. And for this reason, the corporate media and the independent media are saying this is extreme and dangerous. They weren't pursuing a single line of investigation. They were simply casting a very, very wide net, just looking for something that might be incriminating. And if they were doing it to AP, it's a guarantee they were doing it to other corporate media as well. Now, we're already seeing the propaganda crank up as fast as possible to explain this away. I mean, some of the things they're saying, well, like the conservative group is the Taliban of America. Media Matters actually published a list of talking points for people who want to defend the Department of Justice's spying on Associated Press. And not surprisingly, Media Matters did not allow space on their original article to post comments. Otherwise, I would have pointed out that if there was a legitimate national security investigation, only a few reporters would have been targeted. But when they're just taking all the phone records across the board, that's not an investigation, that's a fishing expedition. Media Matters is trying to say, oh, this is a partisan issue. No, it isn't a partisan issue. Unrestrained federal government snooping on the corporate media and the independent media is snooping on the public at will. It is an affront to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And as that caller said the other day, it is the Bill of Rights, not a Bill of Suggestions. And the corporate media has every right to be absolutely furious about what's going on. Now, getting over to Benghazi, the spin out of the White House is, oh, it's just a sideshow. It's really not important, which try and tell that to the families of all the people who got killed in that. They're trying to trivialize it and let it go away. In fact, probably the White House right now is weighing scandals and saying, okay, they're all bad, but let's see, which is the one we want to hide the most? And, of course, that's Benghazi. They don't want to get back to what that was really all about, in my opinion, if my theory about it is correct. Carney was out there now literally accusing Republicans of fabricating the emails about Benghazi. He actually got up and said, yeah, ignore those emails. The Republicans are just making that stuff up. They're just creating it out of thin air to fit a political narrative. So the mud is starting to fly, and my advice to all of you listening to this show is you better get out that popcorn, because this is going to be a lot of fun to watch as it comes on down here. Over at thedailybeast.com, they had an interesting article, Is Obama Worse for Press Freedom Than Nixon? And at this point, I don't think we should be wasting time making comparisons. They were both bad for press freedom. Let's just leave it at that. They're both crooks. Let's just deal with that. They both abuse the power of their office, and debates over which one deserves more tar and feathers are rather pointless. We need to stay focused on the violation of the Constitution and the sheer arrogance of this kind of behavior. I actually met Nixon once when I was very, very, very young, and staying with my grandfather, who was very big in New Hampshire Republican politics, and we lived right across the street from Senator Stiles Bridges, who was getting ready to run his own campaign for the White House. And Nixon had just lost to Kennedy, and he used to come over to my grandfather's, and they'd hoist the turkey nip and spend the night complaining about them damn Kennedy boys. And even at 8 years old, I did not like the man. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Ebor lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? The preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away. His mother looks on weeping, teardrops of blood are falling.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the situation is, they're in thrash mode. They're in absolute thrash mode. There is no continuous, focused narrative about what's going on coming out of the U.S. government. Rasmussen just put out a poll where they found 57% of respondents want IRS offenders jailed or fired. I noticed they did not have a choice for hanged, drawn, and quartered. But this is a very clever piece of propaganda because they're trying to basically construct the whole issue of the IRS targeting of these political groups as within the IRS itself. And in response to that, all of a sudden, we're getting statement from Acting Internal Revenue Service Commissioner Stephen Miller saying they have found two rogue employees. They're back to the rogue employees. Oh, we're all clean as the preacher's bedsheets here. You know, Obama is clean. We, the management of IRS, is clean. We have found these two low-level rogue employees that can't fight back when we offer them up as sacrificial lambs. So that's what they're getting ready to do on that one here. Let's see. Moving on down here. Interesting article out of opednews.com. If the president does it, it isn't illegal. And this is, of course, a reference to a statement that was made by Richard Nixon when he started getting caught for all the skullduggery that he was doing. And Nixon justified it all by saying, I'm the president. If the president does it, it isn't illegal. And, of course, Congress and public opinion had the opposite view, which is why Nixon ultimately had to resign here. And basically what we're looking at in this situation here, like Barack Obama, Richard Nixon was obsessed with leaks. And if you remember, if you're my vintage, you know, they say old people age like fine wine. I'm getting into the vinegar stage myself here. But if you're my age, you remember Nixon created this special covert unit in the White House called the Plumbers because their job was to stop all the leaks that were going out. And the Plumbers became the Dirty Tricks Squad for CREEP, the Committee to Re-Elect the President. And some of them, E. Howard Hunt, were ultimately arrested at the Watergate conducting the burglary of the Democratic headquarters. So we have all the same elements for a repeat of that political disaster. We have a paranoid president, and he absolutely is. Last Christmas, the Secret Service actually sent somebody out to check on my wife and I, and they showed up. This guy showed up at this little food distribution program that we're in, trying to find out if we were a threat to the president. Which is okay, we made him carry all the heavy stuff. But we have a paranoid president who sees enemies everywhere, just like Nixon did. And now we're seeing a program to silence and intimidate the press, and a cover story that is changing faster and faster and faster as time goes on. I think it's time to dust off that old DVD of All the President's Men. Take another look at that. And on top of Benghazi gate and IRS gate and DOJ gate, there's another one that is surfacing now. Minor, this one's minor, I will grant you, but it indicates this is a systemic problem we are all dealing with. The Environmental Protection Agency has been caught playing favorites with green liberal groups versus the conservative groups. Every time you deal with the EPA, they are supposed to assess fees for when you want information to support whatever report you're doing or whatever project you're working on. And Washington Examiner has found out that the EPA was waiving the fees for more than 90% of the requests from green groups. But they were charging conservatives, and those who question this whole global warming orthodoxy had to pay the full price. And again, this is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution of the United States of America. So it's an ugly, ugly situation. It's only going to get worse. They're thrashing around trying to find some way to convince the American people that none of this is any kind of a big deal. And you can just smell the panic wafting out from Sodom on the Potomac. And they are really desperate, and desperate people will take desperate chances, and we need to be very, very concerned about that. Now, meanwhile, over in the rest of the world, and we know one of the ways that Obama would love to distract everybody from Benghazi, DOJ, IRS, EPA gate is to crank up a new war. Israel and the United States are out there with a full court press trying to stop Russia from selling more weapons to the government of Syria. And Netanyahu did visit Putin to try and convince him of that, and it doesn't look like Netanyahu had any more success than John Kerry did, because Putin spent the entire meeting once again warning Netanyahu to keep his hands off of Syria. So Putin is standing firm, and I've got to applaud and salute the man. He is the only world leader in this situation who is still acting like an adult. Obama's acting like a paranoid schizophrenic who's overdosed on his SSRIs. Netanyahu, as always, is acting like a spoiled, belligerent bully. And Putin's trying to keep this thing from getting any worse than it already is. So, now then, over in India, they are now preparing for a two-front war with both Pakistan and China. Now, India and Pakistan have sort of been in a state of war for a very, very long time. They sort of have that border up in the Kashmir, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, India sends shells over into Pakistan, and at 2 in the afternoon, Pakistan sends some shells back, and it's sort of a pro forma thing. Amounts to little more than a fireworks show. They're not even aiming the things. It's just boom, boom, we're at war. But now it looks like they're going to escalate in the region. And India is claiming that China has already had an incursion across their borders and seized territory that does not belong to China. China is saying it's actually their territory that India's sort of been creeping across for a long time, the way that Israel does with Palestine. And now it's heading to a possible outbreak of war in that region. Boy, there are just way too many world leaders who see a war as the way out of the mess they're in here. Up in Afghanistan, they are demanding the arrest of the American leader of one of these death squads that has supposedly disappeared 15 people in the province of Wardak. And Afghanistan is very angry about this, understandably. They're very angry with NATO still being there. They want NATO out of there. So what is the U.S. going to do? Reinvade Afghanistan? Reinvade Iraq? They're getting ready to reinvade Libya. Those gosh darn Libyan people, they aren't staying conquered like they're supposed to. Meanwhile, up in Iraq, which is supposed to be winding down, Kellogg, Brown, and Root, that made just untold billions of dollars shipping really bad food and really horrible water to our troops in the front lines, is now saying it will cost $500 million and take 13 years to close out its Iraq contract. 13 years? The war didn't even last that long. KBR sure got in there in a huge hurry. They've made $38 billion off the American taxpayer, off the Iraq war. And now they're saying, oh, we need another $500 million, and it's going to take us 13 years to sort of pull out of everything we're doing in Iraq. It doesn't take 13 years. Hold a yard sale. Sell everything off. Get on a plane. Come home. It's all about making the money. Now, we were talking last week about one of the military's sexual assault prevention officers being charged with sexual assault. Guy in the Air Force. And apparently now the scandal has hit the Army. Another sexual assault prevention coordinator is facing charges for abusive sexual contact. It's all these officers, they're just for publicity's sake. Oh yes, we're dealing with the problem of sexual assault in the military. We have these prevention officers. And they're just supposed to stand up there for the press cameras to show that the Army's dealing with the problem. And the reality is, and if you talk especially to young women coming back from the war zone, the problem is very much there. And so now these so-called sexual assault prevention officers are themselves up on charges for sexual assault, proving it's all propaganda and publicity and PR, and they really aren't serious about dealing with this issue here. Now, we're still looking at this issue where Stephen Hawking has ignited the world's awareness regarding Israel's abuses against Palestine, the apartheid state, and the boycott movement. And you would think by now Israel would realize they're raising on a busted flush on this issue. They're hoisting on their own petard, but the attacks are still coming hard and fast. In fact, Desert Peace just put up an article pointing out this horrible cartoon in the Jewish Daily Forward trying to make fun of this man in a wheelchair for daring to stand up to Israel's right to treat the Palestinians as subhuman creatures. And the more they push this, the more damaging it's going to be in world opinion. Israel is still screaming anti-Semite like the rest of us care about that anymore. And the fact is, they burned out the word. You know, the fact of the matter is, when you are born, when you are a newborn baby and innocent, there is no instinct to be shocked at a word. There's no instinct to be shocked at naked people. All of these things you are supposed to be shocked at are taught. You are taught to be shocked at certain things, certain words, certain ideas, in order to control you. You're taught to be shocked at nudity to keep the clothing manufacturers in profits. You're taught to be shocked at the word anti-Semite. So you stop thinking about the merits of the argument and you go, ooh, anti-Semite. I have my run and hide. And we have that member of the Knesset who's out there saying, it's just a trick. And that's exactly what it is. It's a trick to control you. And they're screaming anti-Semite at Stephen Hawking. And the problem is they've been screaming anti-Semite at so many people in so many directions, nobody cares any longer. Because when you're taught to be shocked at something, whether it's bad words or naked people, it only works a few times. After you see enough naked people, it stops being shocking. After you hear anti-Semite enough times, it stops being shocking. It loses its effect. And Israel's propagandists don't seem to have realized this. And they are really doing an immense amount of damage to themselves in the eyes of the world with this continued attack on Hawking. Now, remember Israel's attack on the Mavi Marmara, the humanitarian aid flotilla that was trying to run the Gaza blockade to take in candy and crayons and medical supplies and all these other horrible things that Israel is absolutely convinced Palestine would use to build a nuclear weapon or something. And Israel attacked this flotilla in international waters. They killed 9 people, one of them an American citizen. This is the same stuff that the U.S. responds to with lethal force off the coast of Somalia. When the Somalian pirates take a ship, the 6th Fleet goes in there and just guns them all down. But when it's Israel and an unarmed humanitarian fleet, nothing happened. In fact, our government went up to the United Nations and said, it's cool. Israel can kill all the Americans they want. We don't have a problem with that. And surprise, surprise, the International Criminal Court, the Permanent War Crimes Court at The Hague, is opening an investigation into Israel's actions against the Mavi Marmara. Where did this come from? The United States didn't complain. Israel certainly didn't complain. It turns out the complaint comes from the African nation of Comoros, which is a member of that court, even though Israel is not. And because the Mavi Marmara was flagged as a Comoros vessel, they have standing to bring a complaint to the International Criminal Court, and the prosecutor is saying, yes, this is legitimate. We are going to investigate now. So Comoros has balls the U.S. government can only dream of. What the U.S. government was afraid to do because we're going to offend Israel. Comoros just went ahead and did. How wonderful it must be for this little African nation to have a government of courage, a government of principles. Now, there has been a clash in the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Apparently, Israel right-wingers burst into the compound. Remember, it's very carefully divided. There's a separate section for Jewish worshipers, separate section for Muslims, and a separate section for Christians, to basically keep things peaceful. And these Israelis broke into a section they're not supposed to go into. It's the Al-Aqsa Mosque. And apparently Israeli military forces escorted them in. And they caused a ruckus. This is clearly an attempt to provoke a response from Muslims, to give Israel another excuse for another atrocity. This is Israel's game. Poke, poke, poke until you poke back. Ah, you've attacked us. And they're off there with the bombs and weapons here. All right, we're going to talk about the economy a little tiny bit here. Apparently, this is from Huxley Somerville, who's the group managing director over at Fitch Ratings. And he has pointed out a very alarming trend that credit rating agencies, these agencies that have your permanent record of your credit worthiness, they're loosening their standards. They can't get people to borrow money, so they're going to lower the standards to try and get more people into, to start buying houses again, to buy cars, to buy whatever. And this is a repeat of what happened in 2008 when the whole mortgage-backed security fraud was underway. And they started lowering the requirements to be able to finance a home purchase. That's what the subprimes were. and it precipitated this disaster. I don't know that it's going to cause the same thing this time, because the American people are much sadder and wiser about these credit games, and the American people just don't have a surplus of capital with which to borrow, even if the ratings standards are loosened. We get all these credit card applications in the mail every single day, and every time I look at one being sent to me, I say, are these people out of their mind? I can't borrow any money. I don't know how I'm going to pay it back. And they pour in. We're getting more credit card applications than any other category of mail right now. We're going to take a break. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. The more you call, the less you have to listen to me. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And apparently the White House has now gone back to their spin that just because the IRS apologized, that in and of itself is no proof that something illegal actually did happen. So they're just hopping around trying to find something that will gain traction with the American people. And like I've said before, I think our government has spent way too much time with public relations firms and advertising agencies, because when you're selling a car or shampoo, you can do trial and error until you find something that works. But when you're talking about national policy, the more the public sees all these different stories come out, the more you lose any sense of a consistent narrative. And they're actually destroying their own credibility by thrashing back and forth like this. All right, we're going to take some phone calls. Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Talking about the IRS here, I believe what you're talking about was on MSNBC, and the show is Thomas Roberts. Yesterday, former NAACP President Emeritus Julian Bond, whose group was audited during the Bush administration, and he believes it was audited unfairly, made the statement that he believes it is entirely legitimate to target Tea Party and other conservative groups, referring to them as being admittedly racist and overtly political. And when Thomas Roberts questioned him on this, asking if he was being a little harsh, he stated he didn't think so because, after all, these groups are the Taliban of American politics.
Yeah, I just caught the tail end of that being quoted on Fox. I heard it on Fox, but so it's apparently getting some traction out there. Ooh, okay, the Taliban. Well, you're all Taliban now.
Mm. Well, what I found interesting was I did a little bit of research sitting there while listening to you, and lo and behold, I learned two very interesting things here. In 2011, one Lewis Lerner, she is the senior IRS official, granted tax exemption to an expedited process for the Barack H. Obama Foundation, which is a very shady organization which operated illegally for years. But also, at the same time, she also, and it only took 30 days, by the way, for him to get his tax exemption, but at the same time, she also approved an expedited tax exemption. Sorry, I have a speech impediment there. Granting a retroactive tax exempt status to one Malik Obama and his organization. And for those who don't know who Malik Obama is, that is Barack Obama's half brother.
A retroactive tax exempt status.
Yeah.
My goodness. What a wonderful thing that is. All righty, Art, we got to take a break for station identification. Do you have some more? I'll bring you back after these words if you do.
No, I just wanted to bring that to people's attention. Do some research, folks, and have a great day.
All right, thanks. I will do my best. Back with more phone calls after these brief words.